Hello, and welcome to Bubbly Bibbly, the podcast about books and bubbles, literature and libations, authors and alcohol.
We love books and bubbly. We are friends who offer a curated book review section on our website and a hilarious podcast. We discuss books, drinks, and stories from our lives. I'm Rachel.
And I am Carmen. We are friends who offer a curated book review section on our website and a hilarious podcast. We discuss books, drinks, and stories from our lives.
Well, that sounds vaguely familiar, but I can't quite place it.
You know, we've been doing this podcast for 3 full years. We're going into our 4th year. We've had the same music, opening, and transitions for really the vast majority of that time. So where I want to go with this episode is based on a review I read of another book podcast. No, I'm not cheating on you.
Okay, well, this is interesting. I don't know where this is going to go.
Well,
I'm a little scared.
Have you listened to many other book podcasts?
Not really, because I don't like them that much.
Okay.
The book talk people that follow on TikTok or YouTube or something, and they usually just talk about one book and they beat it to death and they like marked and highlighted the books and they're like, oh, and did you guys get this? And did you see this Easter egg? And did you get this? And it ties back to the original. And I'm like, whoa, way too much, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I think the interviews with authors are just boring.
Uh-oh. You know, we've had a couple out there.
But
I can't believe it's been 3 years, girl. This flew by.
Should I not have said that?
What?
The interviews are boring. But that is... You know, and the other thing is, they're not nearly as produced as ours is. Ours is really beautifully produced, and that is credit all to you.
But, thank you.
You know, the fact that
and
we
it's
have
very well written too, thanks to you.
Well, you know, the fact that we have sections and we have sound effects and we have transitions between the sections, and like you say at the very beginning in this episode, and then at the end you say, and remember, and I just think those are hooks that keep people coming.
Well, yeah, that's kind of fun. So in this episode, Carmen and I are going to talk about things we got wrong. All right, girl, so I am drinking this beer that we got from Asheville. I don't know if you can see it.
Move it over to Outsider Brewing.
Outsider Brewing. It's a new brewery in Asheville.
Oh, my God. And Bloody Butcher. What did that say?
Bloody Butcher Blended Saison.
Oh,
and
wow.
What's neat about this brewery is when you go in, they're always got like some weird black and white sci-fi going. And there's always this one guy who lives around the corner who's there with his dog, who's this fat little puggy looking animal. Not
yes.
Sure if it's a dog or not. And it's actually super good. And it's their new brew that they just came out with a couple of weeks ago. So we brought a couple of bottles back with us.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Well, I want to start out by apologizing to you and Gay, our friend, for being a grumpy fuckface when we went out to dinner the last time. I had had a terrible day at work, and it had carried over to our time together.
Oh, it's not a problem. Although, man, you could not get out the door fast enough.
And I think I scared the waiter.
Well, when you said, if I don't have my check, the next time you come back, and he was like, oh, okay.
Well, I asked him for the check 3 times.
You did.
And then the third time when he came back and he said, can I get anything else for you guys? And I said, bring my check.
Yeah, you did. You're a little scary.
Yeah.
But it's okay. So we forgive you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But tonight I am drinking absinthe, and it just felt right. I know. As a matter of fact, I found a book at a thrift store called The Book of Absinthe by Phil Baker. Of course, I bought it.
Of course.
I'm so glad I have it in my collection. It just tells about the history and the myths and some of the ways that you can drink it. But the summary of the book online is this: along with discussing the rituals and modus operandi of absinthe drinking, Baker reveals the recently discovered pharmacology of how real absinthe actually works on the nervous system. And he tests the various real and fake absinthe products that are available overseas. The Book of Absinthe is a witty, erudite primer to the world's most notorious drink.
Huh. Well, okay. I love the, modus operandi.
I know. And the fact that he used erudite. I wonder if I'm saying that right. Erudite?
I don't know. You're asking me how to pronounce something? I mean, come on, girl. You know better than that.
Yeah. All right. What you reading?
All right. Well, I got done reading, and it was my pick for last month's book club book, and it was called The New Couple in 5B, and it's a novel by Lisa Unger, and it's a really cute book about this couple who inherit the guy's uncle's, like, fabulous apartment in New York City, so somewhere like on Park Avenue or something. And it's this luxury apartment. And anyway, so I thought it was going to be a little bit of like an Agatha Christie or Rear Window, Alfred Hitchcock kind of book. That's the vibe I got from the whole thing. And to me, it didn't quite turn out that way.
When you said it was cute, that took me in a whole different direction.
Yeah, like, she had a bunch of stuff in there that didn't need to be in there. So she had, like, tarot card readings and, like, spiritual, like, these parties and stuff. And really, she could have made it a lot more intense and terrifying if she had... It was just really interesting. And of course, I'm not going to ruin it. I had to stop. I almost ruined it for everybody. But it's interesting in that the apartment is one of the characters. Really.
Oh, I love that.
the doorman, like, never leaves. He's there 24/7. Plus, he's kind of like, it's like, help. I've fallen and can't get up. Like, all you have to do is call for the doorman, and he's like, he'll answer you.
And oh, so wow.
There's cameras everywhere. And
is it supposed really to be a horror thriller?
Yeah, not horror. It's kind of just, it's supposed to be a thriller. Uh-huh. And it was good. I mean, like, the characters were good, but there was a lot of, like, there were some red herrings that just didn't need to be in there, and you were chasing down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And, there were some ghosts and, like, there were some crimes that had happened in the building. So it was good.
Okay, I'm going to write it down. The New Couple in 5B.
Uh-huh. A novel by Lisa Unger. Unger.
I've read some other things by her, I think.
I say cute because it wasn't one of those, like, it definitely wasn't like a Stephen King or an Agatha Christie or Hitchcock or anything like that. But
what do you think she was going for?
I guess cute was not the exact word. I say that because it wasn't Hitchcock. It was definitely lighter than that. So that's why I guess I said cute. But
yeah, I'm going to go to Goodreads because it's interesting because
it's a new book. It just came out.
I want to see what else I have read by her, because that name is very familiar. And so I'm scrolling through right now, and there is not, Blackout. I read Blackout by her.
Okay. Yeah, she's got other books out there. I didn't mind it. I had expectations.
Yeah, it's got a 3.67 on Goodreads, so that's not awful.
So, no, and it's new. I think people are, I think, like me, they were expecting a little more. But anyway, it was pretty good, and my book club loved it. I mean, it gave some good discussion. I mean, it gave a lot of good discussion, so.
Good. Well, I listened to The Last Bookshop in London by Madeline Martin, and it's about a bookstore in London during the Blitz of World War II, and how books and their stories kind of provide comfort to the community during this time of chaos and destruction. I was listening to it when it was returned to the library with a 6-month wait to recheck it.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Girl, I'm telling you, get Audible.
Okay, listen.
Or Libby, or what's that? Oh, there's one more besides Libby. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So I checked out The Song of Achilles by Madeline Miller.
Isn't that
and
awesome?
I was a little over an hour into that one when The Last Bookshop mysteriously came available for checkout.
Yay,
so I put that Song of Achilles back in, and I finished The Last Bookshop, which was very, very good. And I have since finished Song of Achilles, and I will talk in the next episode, I believe, about the book hangover I had after that.
I know, right? I love
it. It was significant.
Good book hangover.
Yeah.
I just love a good book hangover. Well, I'm not really sure how I really feel about this entire podcast about things we get wrong, but let's just see where we're going with it.
Okay, so the first thing I remember that I got wrong. Wait, let me back up. The whole reason I wrote this is because someone posted on this book podcast I was listening to. Someone posted that they could not listen to it because one of the podcast presenters mispronounced a word.
Oh, and that's right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I thought, oh my God, would people stop listening to a podcast because somebody mispronounces a fucking word? You know, I mean, that's kind of a really high bar. You almost have to be a professional.
For you and me.
I mean, hello, we don't get paid for this shit, okay? And we're just two friends who love reading and talking about books.
Right.
So, but anyway, the first thing that I remember that I got wrong, because I re-listen to our podcasts pretty frequently. And let me say, number one, we are hilarious.
Hilarious.
Hello. We're funny as hell, Rachel.
I love it.
But, you know, I have always been my own biggest fan. But so third time's a charm. The first thing I remember got wrong is saying that I was drinking a gin-based drink made with Tito's. Which is a vodka.
Yeah, but I think, didn't you change that out? Maybe you just didn't make it clear?
I don't know. Tito's is of course, not a gin. It's a vodka. And anyone who knows me knows that I am extremely clear on the difference. But it just rolled out of my mouth that way. Like, I have always thought it was a gin. And, you know, Tito's is not even my vodka of choice. My vodka of choice is Wheatley's.
Wheatley. Yeah.
And if you've never had Wheatley's vodka, I encourage you to do a taste test with four vodkas. Here we go. And I want to hear from you on our Facebook group, okay, about this. Number one is Tito's. So pour a half shot of Tito's. Number two is Kettle One. Number three is Grey Goose, and number four is Wheatley's. And I want you to tell me what you think out of all of those. I want you to rate them however you want to rate them.
Now, I'm just going to add a little something right here, though. Mm-hmm. We're cheapy mint cheap over here. And you can get a big bottle at Costco of Tito's. And I don't think you can get Wheatley's there. Just saying. Oh,
you're right. But, you know, somebody else told me that Kirkland's, which is Costco's store brand, they think that it is made by Grey Goose.
Well,
maybe it's Kettle One. It's made by one of those big high-speed ones.
Right. So I'm just going to say, like, normally you're mixing Tito's and, like, especially in the summer, we're making big pitchers of margaritas to go out by the pool. So we just get the big thing of Tito's.
Okay, well, margaritas.
That's special.
Honey.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, here's another thing we got wrong. You make margaritas with tequila.
Yeah.
You sweet thing. You're so pretty.
They have a big thing of that, too. We buy the big... Not, what do you call those? They're like gallons of...
You call them a handle.
You saw me. I was doing a handle. Again, here are some things we get wrong.
Well, let me tell you. I've never been to Costco.
Girl.
I've never been to Costco.
That should be our next dinner date.
Well, tomorrow we're going to the Viet House.
Yeah, Viet Wong. Yeah.
It's Viet House on Airport Road. It's right next to Michael's.
Yeah, that'll be good. Well, Michael's not. Anyway.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. If you catch me in a mistake, do you usually stop me and correct it?
Oh, God, no, I don't.
Why?
I mean, first off, you normally will correct yourself because that's just you. Or we laugh at it because if we're talking and, you know, you keep going and like we were just saying, like, you're like, oh, wait, that's, you know, oh, that was when I said margaritas. I was like, when I thought about that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's tequila, which we still get, you know, but you usually correct yourself pretty quick. You're quick that way. So the one thing, of course, you know, I struggle with the most is name pronunciation, which is funny. Because my last name is Harshenko, and it's Ukrainian name, and nobody gets it. Mm-hmm. And that's how I know you're a telemarketer. You don't know me because they're like, Miss Har, you know, and they just leave it. And I'm like, click. I don't know if I'll get a pass or if I'm on like one end of a spectrum, or I know I have ADHD and I have some little bits of dyslexia here and there. And, but I don't have an excuse. It's just sometimes these words, and especially names, they just jump on you. And like for some reason, and if you say it wrong, it sticks with you, you know, and then you're sitting there going, no, it's Smith. Say Smith. It's Smith. And I'm Walton. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you on behalf of all of our listeners, it was totally unacceptable to say Charles Dickinson.
I said that. And I got going on that one. I thought he needed a son.
Oh my gosh. And you know, I know
and
that
you know I love Dickens. And I know the difference.
But how do you feel about Dickinson?
I don't know. It's,
well, you know, I have always struggled with Neil. I don't know if it's Gaiman or Gaiman.
Gaiman.
Is it Gaiman?
Yeah.
Because, you know, in German, if it's S-I-E, it is Siebel. But if it's S-E-I, it's Siebel.
Right. Well,
so it's the opposite.
But I think he's Americanized.
The letter. But it is Gaiman, G-A-I-M-A-N.
That's how I've heard him say it. And
well, you know, if that's how he says it, it's probably correct.
Like my name, Harshenko, should be Harshenko. or Harchenko, like, no, Harch, C-H. See, I can't, Harchenko.
Harchenko. That's what it's I call you, is Harchenko.
But it's because it's been, and they misspelled it on the way over here from Montreal.
Uh-huh.
Someone put an S-H and went back to C-H, but after that, it was a soft S-H sound. So it's
Interesting. Well, that
or Shimshenko. There's some Shimshenkos up there, too. But anyway, it's Harchenko.
Well,
but it's Gaiman. They're all difficult names and for me. And you give me the worst name written.
I do not do that on purpose. I swear I don't.
Palanuyoka?
Okay.
Like, what the?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's, okay, so it's Paula Nook. Or maybe it's Nick.
It's not the way it looks.
Maybe it's Paula Nook.
Not the way it looks. I'm just saying.
I know that, and we're talking about the author of the, of Lamb, and the one, what was the name of the one that damaged me so hard? Haunted.
Uh-huh.
Is his first name Chuck?
Yes.
Okay, Chuck Palahniuk, I think is the way you say his name. I don't know. Okay, so let's talk about how it's here's the excuse. Let's talk about how it's bibbly. So we're drinking while we're doing this. We're drinking alcohol. What is the alcohol content in that beer?
It's a Saison, and I don't know. 6%.
Oh, that's pretty low. Okay, because you know some craft beers are up to 11 or 12%, and so I am drinking a Vesper because we've refilled. And so I'm off the absinthe and I'm on the Vesper. So I've had an absinthe and, you know, that is so high in alcohol, you have to mix it with water.
Girl, I don't know how you drink.
I'm a seasoned veteran.
Yes, you are. So.
Yes. But so anyway, we are bibbly.
Yes.
And I think that should set the tone.
Well, and the fact that we're just two friends who love reading. I mean, we are not literary scholars, mm-hmm. although we did go to school, both of us.
What was your, Rachel, what was your major?
A BSBA in finance.
In finance?
Yeah.
I made a D in finance. I know.
There's a difference between finance and accounting. So I don't like to do my checkbook. You can ask John about that. But anyway, but we're not literary scholars. And we're not, like you said, we're not being paid to read. And we don't, you know, we're not getting paid for our impressions on like Facebook or TikTok. I mean, this is just our opinions.
Yeah.
And we decide what we want to talk about and what we want to promote is the love of reading.
Yes. And I want to promote an ever-expanding to-be-read list.
Yes. That's another reason why we don't just discuss one book.
Yes.
Because we read all kinds of different books. But when we come back, we're going to talk about expectations. I promised that we would talk about podcast expectations, but you know what? Screw it. Yes, we get stuff wrong. We mispronounce names, titles. We mess up publication dates. And you know why? Because we're worker bees at this. Like I said before, we're doing this for fun. And if you're looking for something slick and professional, always correct, highbrow, takes on books, you know, NPR kind of thing, well, we may not be the podcast for you.
But if you're looking for a fun conversation that's about 30 minutes with two middle-aged women who have seen their share of shit, who have lived through it and still love living life, you've come to the right damn place.
Exactly. I mean, girl, you have backyard toddlers in your backyard. Like, literally.
Oh my God.
You built a house, you have toddlers, and you have a full-time job.
Yeah.
Girl, this is definitely just fun.
So before we taped tonight, I texted you at about 20 till 6. And I said, I just got home. I've got to have a quick lie down. What time do you want to tape? You said, let's tape at 6:30. And then at 6:30, I texted you and said, I need a few more minutes because I need to pee and pour and preen.
And you did those successfully.
Yeah. I love me some alliteration, but, you know, there is a lot of stuff involved in living life, and we do this because it's fun, and this is not our full-time job. So, you know, if you're offended that I can't say Chuck Palahniuk's name correctly, then fuck right off and go to another podcast. You know, honestly, but if you kind of jibe with us and this is kind of your scene, then join us, because life is all about living each minute to the fullest. And if you don't read, then you're not doing it.
Well, I mean, books are kind of that respite for us all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's our escape. It's, you know, something to keep our mind off of everything that's going on in the world or in our lives. We can go and curl up or put our headphones on or whatever.
Yeah.
At least listen to something that's taking us and using our imagination, our creativity, even if we're just washing dishes and listening to a book.
Well, and you know, this podcast has changed me, because when we first started, I was a little high and mighty and did not want to listen to books. But when we did that podcast, that episode about listening to books, and I did some research on it and educated myself, I found that my perception was wrong ass wrong. And so now I listen to books like there's not going to be a tomorrow. And
exactly.
You know, one thing that moved me was, let's see how I can say this. First, I think the bottom line is, like we say at work, bottom line up front, bluff. Once I listened to a book, I did not feel compelled to read it because I had already experienced it.
Right. And that's the thing, is whether it's a story, whether you read it or you hear it, you still have the story in your mind. And that is where books are rescuing you.
That is absolutely right. With everything going on in the world right now, I would not say that I need to be rescued, but yes, if we're talking about first world problems, this, through the written page, through the red page, is how I'm dealing with them. And
what are you doing?
Okay, here's what happened. I said and I all of a sudden broke out into a sweat, a middle-aged fat woman sweat. I'm having a freaking hot flash. Okay. Oh my gosh. Let me find something to fan with.
You know, I'm going to leave this in. So just so you know, we are having hot flashes right now.
This is freaking life. Oh my God. Oh, that feels so good.
You can turn that light off.
So, Well, the light's not making me hot, Rachel. Know, it's not a heat lamp. Fuck, it's a light bulb.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And the sound of our cheering fans means it's time for listener comments.
Karen shared a few pics of a book that she found at a thrift store that was full of Jell-O recipes. Okay, I can't wait to see what you create with that.
You know, and who doesn't love Jell-O?
Jell-O,
right?
Jell-O shots, girl. Shot.
And once again, Gay, who I started the podcast with her apologizing for being a grumpy fuckface. Now I'm finishing the podcast with her. Gay made me feel like a complete slacker when she posted the 10 books she read in March. Gay, I know that you have a busy life. How in the fuck are you doing this?
I also noticed that someone responded that they loved The Women, which I did too. But didn't you DNF that one, Carmen?
Oh, my God. Yes. My friend Sarah wanted me to read it so she could talk to me about it, but I just could not. I don't know if it's because it was yet another war book, albeit Vietnam and not World War II, but it just seemed slow going for me, and I could not handle it.
Well, you've got a lot of stuff going on, and it may be one of those not the right time for the book. So when you get a chance, I do think you need to pick it back up. Well, let us know what you think of our podcast, how it's written or produced, or any other suggestions or ideas that you would have to help Carmen and me make it better.
And let us know what your expectations are when you're looking for and listening to a podcast. And please remember that we are all very new to this.
Check us out on all our social media and keep connecting with us. We love hearing from you.
Definitely. And the more you interact with our social media, the more we are seen by others who may like it.
And remember, Albert Einstein said, "Anyone who's never made a mistake has never tried anything new."